listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am JD Beauclair and I am here with my co-host,
Tony St. Tone. It is another great day here in Southern California. We did have a little rain this past week, which we desperately needed.
We actually had more than a little, Mr. St. Tone. They say that we had a year's worth of rain in 2 days.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was quite the splashdown and it was so appreciated. And now it's a beautiful thing that our grass is greener today.
I didn't realize. You know what it felt like? It felt like we were back in Connecticut because it was a long, wet, rainy day that just lasted forever. And for it to last 2 days here in California, it's really amazing because you see how much we appreciate the sun and the weather here until you actually have it switch on you.
To put it into perspective, we've been here almost 4 years now, moving here from Florida, and we have seen rain maybe 5 times.
Yeah, well, we've been in a major drought for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's been a really major drought for 3 years, and we didn't realize how bad it was until you actually do see the rain, you see how appreciative everyone is of it. So,
and we happened to be playing Santa's Elves for those 2 days, and we were outside most of those 2 days and got soaked most of those 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wow, it doesn't rain for 3 years, and the day we're out doing things like this, it's raining. But
yeah, it was great.
We needed it, so, and I didn't realize that we actually got a year's worth in 2 days. So that's a
brilliant.
Great way to do it.
So thank you to the heavens for raining down on us in California and helping our farmers and our crops to get a little drink.
And to do it in 2 days, a year's worth. So I guess now we're back to sunshine. I'll do that.
Beautiful.
Take that.
So, hey, we've got a really cool show today. It's a show about Christmas gift giving and giving thanks and, you know, going in with that Thanksgiving theme, which we had a beautiful Thanksgiving show regarding songs and things that had come out throughout the years to express thanks. Well, now we're going to switch it a little bit into the Christmas category. And Christmas is another giving theme, but it's a giving theme in a different way. And so we have a few things to talk about that are really cool. We're going to talk about some of the things that I found on Oprah Winfrey's favorite things list, which has become quite a popular list lately. But they're all things to do with spirituality and positiveness. And the things that I picked out are pretty cool and relate a lot to what this program follows and believes. So I look forward to sharing those things with you. But first, Tony, I want you to tell everybody about the video that you found and you showed me this week with the airline. And I want to so congratulate this particular airline for doing the coolest things ever. Take it away, Tony.
So in Canada, there is an airline called WestJet. And what they did is they set up a large Christmas present in the middle of their lobby at one of their stations for flights to take from, gates, you will call them, sorry. So at this particular gate, there is a virtual Santa there. So Santa Claus is there, and he can see you. So what you would do is you would swipe your pass, boarding pass, so he knew who he was talking to. So he's watching you and you're watching him, and he's like, "Hi, Janie, how are you doing today?" And you're like, "I'm good. What do you want for Christmas?"
"I want a trip to Fiji."
So Janie wants a trip to Fiji. So everyone, one by one, kept going up to this box, this virtual box, and talking to Santa. And he was talking to all the kids, and the kids say, "I want an iPad." Some guy said, "I want socks and underwear." Someone said, "I want a warm scarf." Another woman wanted a flight home. One family said, "We want a large screen TV," etc. Well, what they didn't know is they were collecting all this data and they were writing down exactly what everybody wanted. And while the flight was in the air, they went out and bought all the presents that they requested. And they actually didn't just buy them. They bought them, wrapped them, and then when they landed,
they tagged them.
Yeah, they tagged them all. So when they landed, all these presents came down the luggage conveyor belt before their luggage. And it's all caught on video, and it's amazing because you see everyone. I mean, the guy who wanted the socks and underwear, that's what he got. Someone who wanted that flight home got it. The family that wanted that large screen TV, they got a 50-inch large screen TV, and it was the coolest thing
awesome.
To watch because their expression alone was priceless. And the fact that this airline did this and had this idea.
Brilliant marketing.
Definitely worth watching. If you get an opportunity, go to Humanitarian Radio on Facebook and check it out. It's definitely worth watching and sharing. I've already showed it to a dozen people, and they've taken it and ran with it, and they shared it themselves because it's the coolest thing you'll ever see.
I have to tell you that when I saw it, it brought tears to my eyes watching these people crying their eyes out because the experience was just so phenomenal. What a beautiful thing to do for people. So random and such a just a beautiful, heartfelt, giving Christmas idea. Yeah, they got marketing out of it, and they certainly deserve it for what they did. But what a beautiful thing to do for people and surprise people. So,
well, the timing is amazing. It's like here you are, you're talking to a virtual Santa Claus who happened to be in blue, which I thought was really interesting because that's their colors.
The airline colors
are blue and white, so he was dressed in blue and white. And actually, Santa does show up, the actual same Santa that you were talking to in the video. He showed up at the airport and took pictures with everyone. So they were ready for this reaction. But it's definitely worth watching because the way they put it together, I think
it's
more
beautiful.
Airlines should take on that that gift-giving idea.
Well, and not just airlines, but you know, you could be really creative with your clientele and do some really unique surprises. I think it's just such a brilliant, brilliant idea. And if you look at, you know, companies like Toys for Tots that give out toys to kids every year and they always have a Santa come and give out the gifts. I mean, you can do that on so many different levels with a variety of different products, whether it's food for the, you know, hungry and the homeless and shelters and this and that. You can be really creative with your gift giving on a personal level to just really make someone's day, year, century. It's a really positive thing. And I definitely, being a marketing person myself, really applaud those guys and really want to encourage you guys to think about some creative gift giving methods that are just outside the box. It's brilliant. Go for it.
I want to say also that, you know, when you have these types of things filtering through Facebook, that's what I really love. It's really interesting because there happens to be a really big divide of some really crazy, like unbelievable things that are put on Facebook. And then there's some really great things like this. So, you know, choose your friends well and repost, obviously, the ones that you believe in. It's funny because sometimes as I'm scrolling through Facebook, I see certain things and I'm like, God, if I want to see this, I'll just watch the news. I don't really need to see a person getting mugged, you know. And I know it's some people say they just want to bring awareness to it, but it's that,
ugh.
I guess it's that feeling of shock value that you're like, did you see that? You're like, oh, I really don't need to see that.
I don't want to see that. Yeah,
so I don't need to repost
painful.
It. So on another note, Bono has teamed up with Bank of America for AIDS Awareness Day, which was November 26th, I believe.
Right.
And what he talked about were these two pills that were 40 cents a piece and how Bank of America was going to donate $2 million to buy those pills just by sharing this video. So what I did is I actually grabbed the audio from the video for you guys to hear. Again, this one is on our Facebook at Humanitarian Radio Facebook. But I wanted you guys just to hear it because instead of me trying to explain the entire concept.
Let
Bono do it. He did it best. So check this out. This is Bono for AIDS Awareness Day.
Two pills. Magical, astonishing, incredible pills. They cost 40 cents. Why are they magic? Because they enable a mother with HIV/AIDS to stay alive and to stop the transmission of that virus to her baby. These two pills. Now, today is World AIDS Day, but it's a World AIDS Day like no other. Why is that? Because after losing 39 million people to this deadly little virus, we are finally at a tipping point where we can see the end of this four-decade-long pandemic, but only if we stay focused for the most important lap in this long race, which is the next lap. And you, just by sharing this video, are joining Red in that race, and Bank of America are going to sponsor you by giving a day's worth of medicine to someone who otherwise couldn't afford it. In fact, They're giving up to $1 million, which is 2.5 million days of life-saving medicine. So please, please share this. Sharing is caring. I can't believe I said that.
Sharing is caring.
You know, that guy is really an awesome guy. He has done so many good awareness projects to change the face of the world.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of recent tragedies himself. And Tony, you can probably explain those incidences
better. Yeah, I was
going to
say, he had a few weeks back, he had a couple of rough weeks. First, I know this might sound a little weird, but it was pretty traumatic for him. They were 40,000 feet in the air flying in his private jet, and the back door of the jet flew off, and it actually sucked out two pieces of luggage also, so they had to do an emergency landing. I'm not sure exactly where they were, but just the fact that your back door flies off and the cabin pressure changes at 40,000 feet.
They must have been freaking out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, that could have sucked bodies out of the plane.
Well, that's the whole point. It actually pulled two pieces of luggage right out of the plane. I'm not sure where.
Private jets are built a lot different than a regular jet where they're just like one big open container.
I wonder where those luggage landed. We should look that end up to see if anybody
retrieved
those.
Who was the lucky dog that found Bono's undies?
Undies and suitcase. You got to come here personally and claim it. We don't know if it's yours.
And then what happened in New York City? He was in New York doing an event for the AIDS awareness.
Right. So he's in New York City, and then he goes for a bicycle ride, and I guess he was going really fast, riding his bike through Central Park.
In Central, yeah.
And to avoid somebody, he fell and actually cracked his arm. He broke his arm in like three or four places and fractured his left eye socket. So he had like six major surgeries that day just to try to get him back up and running. And because of that, he wasn't able to perform a bunch of shows so far. And they're about to go on tour starting next year. And so it really screwed a lot of things up. But it's weird how it happened like within 2 weeks of each other. First his plane, and then out of all places, it's like, look, the back door of my private jet flew open and I was fine. I'm riding my bike in Central Park and I bust my
face
up.
And I totaled myself. He even had to have Bruce Springsteen take over his concert.
Yeah,
because
Bruce,
he couldn't make the concert for the AIDS awareness.
Yeah, it was actually Bruce and Chris Martin, the lead singer from Coldplay.
How nice to be able to go, hey guys, I'm a little laid up. Can you go take over my show in front of billions of people, please?
Yeah.
And those guys are like, sure, no problem. We do it all the time.
Well, especially Chris Martin. I mean, he sounds very much like you too. So him and his style of music.
Very cool. So, hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we are going to start peering at some of the really cool things on Oprah's favorite things list. We'll be right back.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmation. Wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience.
I'm manning for money.
At www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. So I got to tell you, if you are an inventor out there, man, it would pay off for you to send your item to the O list. Let me tell you something. Oprah Winfrey has been affecting shopping in America for a number of years. And so I was doing a little research because when her list comes out in November, it's like every TV station is all abuzz. Every radio station talks about it. It's in every single newspaper across the country, which is really crazy. So I'm like, what is this woman doing actually? Because I've never ever paid attention to her list personally. So I looked at her list, but I also looked at what effect does Oprah's list have on our shopping so that I could understand it a little better. What I learned is this. She has two basic ways that you could either get on her show or get in her magazine, and that is sending a sample of whatever it is that you created to the O list at the magazine. Now, you send a sample there, and she literally will try every single sample that she receives. The ones that she likes, she puts on the side. Then a few months into this little process, they go through all of those again. So she tries them again. And they'll have you send her new product if your product was something that she liked. Then by the fall, she's doing it all over again. Now she's got all this many that she's checked out. Well, this year's list has a total of 72 items.
72 items.
Six dozen things she picks out.
Let me just say something. It must be good to be Oprah. It's like, listen, I have all the money in the world, but now people send me stuff for free just to see if I like it. And
yeah,
if I like it,
but I got to tell you, she's doing great things for these people. She generally picks mom and pop companies.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
She generally picks family companies, yep, businesses. So she doesn't go after the big dogs to, you know, she does. She has a handful of those. But out of 72, primarily, they are homegrown companies.
Well, look at the Carmel that we just did 2 weeks ago.
Right, right. Justin Chow was a favorite list a couple years back, and he's been doing phenomenal ever since.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I was looking at is she mentioned that she bought a light wedge book light. When she mentioned that she liked that, she was mentioning it in regards to her book club. So when she mentioned that, that company went from $3,700 per day in sales to $90,000 per day in sales in one afternoon when she mentioned it.
What percentage is that?
Lots.
A billion? We're
so
going to increase your sales
out there
by a billion.
And you need help inventing something and you got this great idea. First of all, go to Artistic Journey because they can help you get that process done. But then make sure that you send this to Oprah's Favorite Things. You have nothing to lose and let me just say, everything to gain. The average business will increase its annual revenue by $5 million in a year from one mention or one, you know, hit on the list. And
the craziest thing is I bet you can't pay. I mean, A, you can't pay for that type of advertising. But B, the way Oprah works is I don't believe you can go in there and buy your way in.
No, you can't.
She
says
she has to like it. I don't need your money. I need to really like your product.
And she has a really strict criteria to like it. It has to be beneficial. You know, it can't just be some stupid idiotic thing that doesn't do anybody any good. There has to be some benefit to it. Okay.
So it can't be like a yo-yo?
Bubblegum? I don't know.
Well, bubblegum, it serves a purpose.
Well, it's true. But I mean, she does have a list of criteria that things that she likes to pick things for. And,
right.
And they have to be, you know, able to be used by everybody. Like not just things for women, not just things for men. Universal type stuff.
I didn't realize that. Because, I mean, obviously, usually most of the women are the ones that are drawn to her list. So
well,
I didn't realize that.
Because her bigger fan base is women. But I got to say, her women fan base is not bigger by much.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's get into this little list. Now, there's 72 things. I'm not going through all 72.
Aw.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
I did pick what I thought was the most ridiculous thing.
Okay.
It happens to be number one on her list, and not number one as in the best. It's just, and these are in no order. Like, this is the best thing. It's
okay.
Number one. It's not like that. It's just a list of 72 things, okay?
Okay, let's go.
The first thing is Beats by Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre came out with these headphones, right? And he came out with them about 2 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago, yeah,
and they've been blue, red, green, yellow, all these different colors. And they're wickedly expensive. And I don't know. Are they worth it? I don't really know.
Well, let me just tell you real quick.
I personally have not listened through a pair.
I've listened to a pair. My nephew had a pair, and I put them on. And the difference between those headphones is they're really geared towards dance music and hip-hop because they're very bass-heavy. And most headphones don't have that lower bass frequency, where these actually have that lower bass frequency.
That's why they call it Beats.
That's why they call it Beats. And that's one of the reasons why they're so popular with dance music and hip hop music, because there is these certain frequencies that are so low that most car speakers can't pick it up, and most computers can't pick it up.
So your headphone doesn't have that.
Right. So if you want to get that really low bass and feel it, like, oh, these are the headphones to have.
Okay.
The problem that I had was normal music or pop music, country music, whatever, that doesn't have those frequencies sound muddy because it's like, oh, these.
So this is specifically for the thump, thump, thump
crowd. It's geared more towards that, yes.
Well, let's hope the thump, thump, thump crowd has a nice chunk of money in their pocket, because these headphones for the holiday are gold.
Awesome.
And it's headphones and a pill-shaped speaker that is also gold.
Mm-hmm.
$700.
Ah, $350 per ear.
Right?
I did the math.
Crazy. I'm sorry. I think that's a little nutty. But hey, if you have a gazillion dollars and you want to throw $700 away in a pair of headphones, get some beautiful,
hold on, it's not
shiny
throwing it away,
and gold Beats by Dre.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Actually, if you've got the money and you want to enhance your listening experience because music moves you, amen.
Well said, brother. Well said. We'll give you that
well
one.
Well said from a musician. Put your cranky pants song on there.
So that's number one. Now, the number three, and you can find this list all over the internet. So I'm giving you the numbers instead of the manufacturers and all that stuff for the most part of these. I'll give you the number. So jot down the number, and then you can go back, find out how to get these products if this interests you. Number three is Oprah's book called What I Know for Sure by
Oprah
Winfrey.
She picked her own book.
She wrote her own book. And
this, she picked it.
This book is from her personal column that she's been writing in Own magazine since 2000. So these are things that she's discovered she knows for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be thought-provoking, self-guiding.
Empowering, yeah.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm rich. Number two, you know I'm rich.
What?
These are things that she knows for sure.
Oh, like, what are you saying?
I read a little bit of it. Okay. Go ahead.
So, number four, Fiji ginger. This is ginger that comes from Fiji, the island of Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's special is because there is a certain strain of ginger that comes from Fiji that is grown in a spiritual location that is all empowering when it enters the human body.
Oh.
So this, number four, is a Fiji ginger. It comes in a powder for tea, a body, and a bath scrub, and like a bubble bath. So, Fiji ginger, if you're wanting to give your body a little spice up for the holiday.
I'm real curious about bathtub powder and soaps. They usually are given as gifts quite often.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that receive them, do they just take them and give them to someone else? And
regifting?
It's like, is it one of the most regifted items? Because I'm always thinking to myself, I don't know too many women or men that actually take baths or have the time to take a bath.
Well, it's the time thing, isn't it? The idea behind giving somebody like a bath set is to encourage them to take some time for themselves.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever received one and used it?
Yes, actually, from Miss Paula Rejic on my birthday. Gave me a great set of lavender stuff, lotions and potions and bath stuff, and I used every bit of it. I loved it.
Oh,
because
awesome.
What it did for me was made me go, hey, sister, take some time for yourself here.
So was it a bath or was it a shower thing?
It was all kinds. It was shower gel. It was bath beads. It was lotions.
Okay.
You know?
Just curious.
So
I just know that
I
not a lot of people
on,
put on take baths.
Lavender is meant to
relax
up your senses.
Yes.
And so for me, every time I put on the lotion, it's like, oh, thanks, Paula. You know,
I cool had thing. A little. Someone had given me a little pouch of lavender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you sniff it in this little pouch, like, you know, not sniff it, but it's already in a sewn up.
Breathe
pouch.
It in.
Breathe it in. It helps calm you down.
Yes. Yes.
Good to keep in the car in L.A. while you're driving around and someone cuts you off. You're like, ginger. Quick, grab the lavender.
Okay. If you're driving through certain areas
I'm
of
better
town.
Now. I'm not gonna kill anybody.
Now, ginger, actually, if you watch like Dr. Oz and those medical shows, ginger actually is a really powerful healing property for the body. So,
we're not talking about the girl from Gilligan's Island. This is an actual...
No, okay. No, not ginger. No, this okay. is actually a something. So let's move on to number 9.
Try and lighten it up.
Gilligan. Number 9 I picked because it's a really cool idea. It's a copper tray and mug set. It's made in Mexico. It's extravagant. It's a 4-piece set. It's $300. So it's extravagant. But the reason that I picked it was because it's all made from reclaimed copper. So they're recycling a product into this beautiful set. It's all hand hammered. It's all handmade. It is gorgeous. Definitely look at it because it caught my eye instantly. And it's all made of reclaimed stuff. So I thought that was a really smart use of recycling product into something very new and elegant and beautiful. And congratulations for these guys to figure out reclaiming something and making it into something gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, inspirational magnet boards. These are like dry erase boards that you write on and you write your... you can make your dream board on it. You can make your goals list on it. It's the beginning of a new year coming on. A lot of people have their resolutions written down on something. So, but what makes these magnet boards different? They are pre-printed with positive sayings. So you can buy one that says, be bright. You could buy one that says, believe. It says, delight. It says, hope and dream and happy. And they're pre-printed, but you can write over the top of that. So when you're making your list and when you're doing your,
dream board.
Yeah, when you're writing down your notes of where you want to be next year and the things that you know you want to do for yourself, it's nice to have that extra little bit of inspiration right there looking you in the face going, hey, smile and believe in what you're doing here. This is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
I think it's a great idea. And I'm a big, big believer in dream boards and positive reinforcement.
And so those things were cheap too, so that was a really inexpensive gift. Now the next thing, number 12, is a yoga tablet designed by actor Ashton Kutcher. It's actually an iPad that has a projector on it, and it comes with a yoga program, and so you can set it up so that it stands, it lays down, it can be handheld, however you want to do it. But you can shine your yoga tape experience onto the wall for a classroom or onto something to make it bigger so that you can feel like you're in the room with these guys that are doing the yoga in the classes on the iPad.
So it's a projector, but it's for yoga.
Yeah, it's an iPad that has a projector coming out of it.
Very cool. And Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Ashton. Invented it. Good dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was really creative. Number 13. Now, this is a really cool idea. If you don't have the time to do this, you can order this for $42. But this is also something that you can do yourself as a self-gifter.
Okay.
So this is number 13. It's called Heart-Shaped 30 Photo Upload. So you upload 30 photos, and this program that you upload them into puts all your photos into the shape of a heart in a collage. And then they send it to you in a really nice framed picture. It's $42. It's not bad at all if you don't want to take the time to do something like that yourself.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's cool. You know, putting collages together is not always the easiest thing. And then trying to conform to a shape is definitely not the easiest thing. And so for $42, you can have a really unique family gift.
So it's actually, they're printed out each one individually, and then you still move them around, or is it
nope,
all digital?
They do it for you.
They do it for you in a
you
digital format.
You upload the 30 photos digitally.
Yeah.
You get back in the mail a framed photo collage shaped in a heart.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. $42, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Number 16, I am so, so happy to see number 16. Do you know why?
I have no idea.
Because it is our friend, Gloria Williams, the foot nanny.
Gloria. Good for you, Gloria.
How cool is this? We met this young lady, Gloria Williams, a couple years ago at a red carpet event. And she was working at Harpo Spa. Harpo is Oprah's own
network. Yeah.
So Gloria was working at Harpo Spa. They had a spa there in Chicago. And she wanted to move out to California, so Oprah helped her to move out here.
Well, she actually is also Oprah's personal masseuse.
Foot nanny.
Foot nanny.
She goes by foot nanny. So she's got three products out that Oprah obviously loves what Gloria does for her. So do a million gazillion other people. But her flavors are peppermint tea tree, lavender, and a chocolate foot scrub. Very cool. And that's really an inexpensive present. It's a set of three. And it comes with a pair of socks. So the idea is you put on this foot scrub. You put your socks on. When you get up and you go to bed like that. When you get up in the morning, you rinse all that stuff off. And your feet feel fantastic. Very inexpensive. A cool, unique gift. Love the idea. Congratulations to Gloria.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, number 26. This I thought was really a unique idea because you see variations of this. Number 26 is an astrological star map necklace. So it's like a dog tag. You know, it's shaped like a dog tag, maybe okay. An inch wide, 2 inches long.
Sure.
And if you're like, I'm Scorpio, so mine would show the actual constellation of my sign on a necklace. The necklaces are 22 karat gold. So this is a high end, really pretty thing.
Wow.
They go for $48. Inexpensive. That's really not bad. Clever idea.
And it's unique. I've never seen anything like that.
Very unique. Very unique. I mean, you always see, you know, Scorpio. I always see the image of the of my sign. The ram. You see the ram, da-da-da-da. But you never see the constellation on anything. I think that's just really a cool idea. Especially for someone who's into the stars and studying of planets and things like that. What a great gift. And $48 for something 22 karat gold is a beautiful price. Number 31 I want to mention because Mr. Tony St. Tone wrote a song called Best Case Scenario. We've spoken about it a few times.
And we've relayed it on the show.
We have. Well, Swiss Army luggage. Swiss Army, you've heard of Swiss Army knife. They came out with a luggage line, and the luggage line is named Best Case Scenario.
Now, does that mean that they have this piece of luggage and knives and forks and spoons come out of it?
No, but it means that the best case scenario is your luggage is going to make it to your destination without a hitch.
And the best case scenario is that they would use my best case scenario song.
Well, what would be brilliant is when you opened your luggage to fill it, that song started playing. Because
I like
it's a beautiful thing.
I like it.
I think that you need to be talking to our friends at Swiss Army.
What we'll do is we'll improve on the gift and then resend it to Oprah.
I love it. Yeah. I happen to know the president of that company, so we're going to talk to that boy.
All right.
Okay, number 46. This is a book of cards. It's a daily inspirational positive card, and it's called Gathered Truths Box. So it's a box of inspirational positive stuff that are, you know, you read it. I have a lot of these types of little things around my house where you pick a card, you read your daily inspiration. Well, this one is Gathered Truths. So it's a little bit different. It's proven things in history that are, you know, actually truths. And sometimes people just like that inspiration better than your world is sunny and positive, those types of inspirations. Mm-hmm. It's a little deeper. It's a little heavier. Another very inexpensive gift. Now I have two left I'm going to do. Number 49, Oprah, Little Miss Oprah, and Deepak Chopra. A lot of people know Deepak.
The rapper, by the way.
No.
That's Tupac.
That's true. That's just, long gone, Tupac.
Yes. Just want to clarify that.
So Oprah and Deepak wrote a 21-day meditation experience CD. Now, I think that's a really clever thing. It is $80. A little high, but you have the famous Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
And the famous Oprah Winfrey speaking to you for 21 days.
It's a cool idea.
It's a really clever idea. So somebody that's into meditation, yoga, or somebody that's looking to get into that world might really, really appreciate the experience of listening to such high-end masters in their fields to roll with you in that morning, you know, in that lesson. And last but not least is organic pasta from New York City.
Wow.
There is an Italian family in New York City.
Really? Hold on.
Can you believe it?
That sounds crazy right there.
Relatives of yours?
Possibly.
Possibly. They are putting out some organic pastas. And a lot of people are going to the gluten-free world and feeling great body results of improvement from that. Organic pasta is something that we have actually been indulging in over the last few months and making the shift to a little more natural pasta for my Italian friend Tony here. And actually, I've noticed quite a difference in not only the taste of it being tastier, but the effects of, you know, on the body being a much more positive result than when you're putting away a lot of pasta.
Hey, it's a pasta.
Hey, see. So those were the items that I picked off the list. There are 72 of them. And let me tell you, they go from chocolate candies to tea sets to bathrobes to boots and you name it. She's got it. Oh, Swarovski Crystal had a cool thing on there too. The 12 Days of Christmas. So you buy this box. It has 12 individual gifts in it from Swarovski Crystal. And each gift is a charm. So whoever you give the box to every day for the 12 Days of Christmas celebration, they get a new charm. I thought that was a brilliant, beautiful package, especially for someone that has everything or somebody that is, you know, a little higher end and you're like, geez, what can I get this guy? They can buy anything they ever want to buy, you know?
Exactly. So
there's a lot of really unique gifts on there that are great for those types of individuals as well. So check out Miss Oprah. Support her because she does do a lot of great things for people and companies. And these companies are all small companies that can definitely use our support in America to keep them growing.
I think that's an awesome, awesome list. And where can you find this list again?
You can just type in Oprah's favorite things and it'll show you 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I mean, this goes back for years she's been doing this. So it comes right up and it's on. I literally found it on about 60 different websites, from the New York Daily News to a TV station in San Diego, on and on and on. So it's easy to find. Oprah's favorite things.
You know, going back to that idea about the Swiss Army Knife company coming out with a luggage line and having a song called Best Case Scenario that I wrote, and that's the name of their luggage line. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd play this song, and this song basically is about what is the best possible thing that can happen, because many of us get caught up in the worst case scenario, and I've used it a number of times, and I have friends of mine who have used it a number of times, and I thought if I wrote a song that is the exact opposite, because I believe you get what you focus on, it would help me to remember what is the best case scenario and what am I putting my attention. So being said, this is Best Case Scenario by St. Tone.
Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped. Give me that best case scenario.
I wanna hear it full blast in stereo. I wanna see my glass start to overflow. With that best case scenario, and I just won't quit, and I just won't quit. Oh no, no. Give me that best case scenario. Where the rights out to the wrongs, where love has come to conquer all. With that best case scenario. Blessed, I am here, no type of fear.
to travel through time. Cause I'm here to define, here to remind, that every little thought is here to design your destiny, who you choose to be. A king in the sky or a bum on the street, it's not up to me, yeah, it's only you. Or win or lose, when you choose, create your own truth. Good vibing, aligning, a shift that lets the bright light in. What you say, you create, so think twice before you let your mind stray. Get out from under these negative thoughts, these old beliefs that don't walk the walk. I am blessed here, no time for fear.
No time for fear. That best case scenario, I just won't quit. I just won't.
So that was Best Case Scenario. You can find that song at www.sainttone.com. That's S-A-I-N-T-T-O-N-E.com. You can also see the lyrics, and they make for great gifts.
How about going to Saint Tone Facebook and giving our friend Tony here a little like?
Give me a little like there. You know, talking about songs and music, this year, 2014, is the 30th anniversary of one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Really?
Yes, it is.
What song might that be?
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
Well,
learned something new every day about you.
Back in 1984, Bob Geldof from the Boomtown Rats and Midge Urge from Ultravox wrote this track, and they assembled an all-star group called Band-Aid.
And
what they did is they got the most popular Irish and British musicians together, and they wrote this song, Do They Know It's Christmas? And this song was to raise awareness and money for the starving people of Ethiopia.
Really?
Now, the members of the band included Sting, Bono, Phil Collins, George Michaels, Boy George, the members of Duran Duran, etc. It topped the United Kingdom charts for 5 weeks and sold more than 3 million copies. It's been remade twice, back in 2004, and it was just remade again in 2014. So there's a new version of this song out, but I'm going to play you the original track that got me hooked. I remember when I heard this song back in 1984, I ran out and I supported it, and I grabbed their 45, which was awesome. I love the video.
I was going to say, I remember seeing the concert on TV, and I remember them showing all these guys singing on stage together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the video was awesome, especially because back in 1984, MTV was huge.
Right.
And I was glued to that every single day. So
it was new.
Seeing all these famous people sing together, you know, and back then that kicked it off for a bunch of other songs that we're going to mention. So this is the first one of several songs that we're going to play that are associated with charities that have raised awareness and raised money for a great cause.
It's that time of year, people. So if you need a song to use for your charity or your event that you're doing, one of these that we're going to play little snippets of here might be perfect for your event.
Mm-hmm. Going back to 1984, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Again, that is Band-Aid. Do They Know It's Christmas? Going back to 1984, one of my favorite songs. I still love listening to that track, and especially when you go back and watch the video, it's awesome.
It's amazing how these songs have raised so much money, and how a song, how a lyric after lyric and melody after melody put together in a 3-minute something can raise so much money for a cause. It's just such a beautiful, amazing thing. What else did you pick for us?
So not to be outdone by the Brits, America came back in 1985 with their own song called We Are the World. It was written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. And this song actually is the biggest selling single of all time. It sold more than 20 million copies, raised more than $63 million for the charity.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah, that it had that much social impact back then. And it featured artists like Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, Willie Nelson, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Ray Charles. So it was like an incredible list of stars. But the fact that it raised that much money back then is just unbelievable.
And
so,
now, if you remember that one, that video they showed, all those people in the studio recording that song together.
Yes. And well, so did the other one. So did the one 1984. But one thing that they did do, they said, check your ego at the door. Mm-hmm. Because you got to remember, these are a lot of big major stars. And for them all to come into one place.
Yeah. Nobody's outshining anybody
no
else.
One's gonna
That's
outshine.
Not the purpose here. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, Brilliant. Well, I thought I was going to sing the first line. And
well, guess what? You're not.
You're not. So. But going back to 1985, this is We Are the World.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call. When the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Better day, just you and me.
So I'm sure that song is going to be stuck in your head, We Are the World, over and over again. But I'd like to mention a couple of these other songs real quick before we end our show. Back in 1985, there was also another song, That's What Friends Are For, by Dionne Warwick. And what she did, she grabbed some friends like Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Gladys Knight, and they recorded that song and raised $3 million for AIDS Foundation.
Beautiful.
In 1986, Ron James Dio, along with a whole bunch of other heavy metal acts in that time period, they put together a song called We're Stars. And what happened with that song is they called it Hearin' Aid, which I thought was pretty funny.
That's
and,
funny.
again, what they were doing is raising awareness for the famine in Ethiopia. So Ethiopia was very big news from 1984 to 1986.
Yeah, it sounds
that
way.
And a lot of awareness and money was raised for those people in Africa. And it's
be
now,
interesting to see where they are now in Ethiopia.
Well, you know what? You know, they're dealing with so many other issues, and they've always had a lot of issues because they're a third world country.
Right.
You know, so no matter what, it's not like it's... I remember Bob Geldof said it best. The reason why he called it Band-Aid, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a big open wound. It's something, but it's not the cure, and it's not the end-all. So I just love the fact that through the power of music, we can bring awareness and we can bring change.
Absolutely.
Around the world. So
it's a beautiful
being
thing.
Conscious of that, especially during the holiday season, I think is great.
So, hey, that's the end of our show for today. Next week, we've got a really great comedian, Don Reed. If you haven't checked him out before, see who he is. You will know him. He's the man of a million sounds and does some really, really cool stuff. So look forward to having him. Do something really great. Know that Toys for Tots and Goodwill and the Mayor's Feed the Hungry programs, these guys are all really looking for support this time of year, as with all year round, but particularly in the cold weather. So if you have things that you're replacing with gifts for Christmas this year, make sure you donate them in a proper fashion where they can really help other people. Let us know on humanitarianradio.com or Facebook what's going on in the world around you so that we can focus on what you guys are doing.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.